Welcome to the Power From Heaven radio broadcast, brought to you by the Tried and the Fire Church, where we are located in the beautiful suburbs of Chesterfield County, Virginia, 901 Moorfield Park Drive, zip code 23236, ride from the Lothian Turnpike, Richmond, Virginia. We are a church on fire for Jesus, where the Holy Ghost is at work, the prayer of faith is being prayed, that bodies can be healed of sickness and disease. In the name of the very name, that is the name of Jesus. And the word of God is preached that the people will be set free from the bondage of the enemy. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, love is in the air at the Trident and Fire Church. Amen. Praise God. Now stay tuned for an exciting message here on the broadcast that you too might be blessed and inspired by the word of God. We're going to be preaching from the 1st John, the 3rd chapter, starting at the 11th verse, talking about agape love, true love. Praise God. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith that you too might receive a miracle from God, because today could be your day for deliverance. Call a neighbor and a friend. Let them know the Power From Heaven radio broadcast is on the air. Amen. Those you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast. Amen. And get ready for the prayer of faith at the close. Now, let's get ready to go into a live service already in progress where the word of God is being preached to the congregation, and be a partaker of this powerful message.
When you have that love one for another. for dirty laundry, talk about gossiping, backbiting, all of that. That's not no love.
No, it's not. Thank you, Jesus.
But the Lord will ask to have a good, holy conversation.
Thank you, Jesus.
We speak what we know and testify what we see.
Yes, Lord.
And to, amen, talk about something that will help the person to come out of that situation they're in.
Right.
That's their true love. That's what Jesus come to do. Praise the Lord. Jesus come to pick you up out of what you enslaved to. Whether you hooked on drugs, alcohol, whether you is bound by some kind of lust or some kind of evil or sin or whatever, but Jesus come to deliver you and set you free. That's love.
Amen.
Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross.
Yes, he did.
And shed his blood.
Yes. Amen.
So that we,
hallelujah,
could be free.
Yes, gave his life for us.
Amen. So that we can be free.
Yes.
And that's love.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus come to pick you up.
Amen.
And
amen.
Come to clean you up.
Yes, I am.
You don't have to be a slave to sin.
Amen.
You don't have to be a slave to what the devil got you tied to.
No, amen.
But Jesus come to set you free.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He come to deliver you.
Amen. Come to set you free. Amen, amen.
Amen. What did the Bible say? Simple lesson.
Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous.
And that's the stuff of the world. When things ain't going their way, get ready to crucify. I'm telling you, that's what the world do. Amen. But we don't supposed to be like that.
No.
Amen. People, amen, when things don't do something they don't like, get ready to talk about you and run you down. But I'm telling you, praise God, amen. But we don't, as people of God, we don't be like that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. What did you say?
Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you.
And I'm telling you, as a child of God, the people of God, there's a change in us. We're not like the world. We don't talk like the world.
Amen.
We don't act like the world.
Amen.
We don't conduct ourselves like the world because we are a holy people.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we are holy people.
Amen.
When Jesus come in, he bring forth a change.
Amen. Yes.
And that change take place on the inside.
Yes.
And when that change takes place on the inside, it brings forth a change on the outside.
Amen.
And when that change comes on the outside, we don't conduct ourselves like the people of the world. We don't have no loose tongue and be talking in those things that we are not, amen, don't know anything much about. But we speak the things that are that's wholesome. Speak the things that is true.
Yes.
Speak the things that, praise our God, that got some power to it.
Amen.
I'm telling you, something that's encouraging. Because the Lord put something encouraging in you, yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, that's how it is. Amen. Situations that you need to pray for, amen, you take it, amen, take it in prayer with somebody that can pray for it.
Amen.
You don't be, amen, be like the people talk about it, amen, mock and make fun of it and all that. But I'm telling you, but you take it and go and pray about it.
All right, man.
Amen. That's love. You don't hear me?
Yeah.
That's love. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. The world, amen, praise God, amen. We don't like, amen, praise God, people of God, the folks of God, that, amen, because they don't care like they do. Because they like to laugh and talk about folks.
Yeah.
Amen. Run people down. Gossip and fight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Get on social media. You used to get on the telephone, but get on social media and say, have you heard the latest? Amen. What's going on with that person over there? What's going on with that one over there? Amen. And that way, amen, praise God, is getting fresh with that woman over there. Amen. Soap opera's going on real. Amen. On the job, soap opera's going on in the kitchen. I mean, in the church. Amen. People, amen. Who, amen, got eyes for who? Who going to bed with who?
Lord.
And all of that. But I'm telling you, but when Christ come in us, we don't be involved in worldly conversation. But the Lord will change your mind and give you a heart and give you a desire to be like Jesus.
Tell
you, say amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, praise our God, amen, because we like to talk about, amen, the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord God delivered me from the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Caused me to get my life on the right track. Amen. I don't mean going around, amen, be committing fornication. I don't mean going around committing adultery. I don't mean going around sleeping around with, amen, different beings and women. But I'll tell you, because the Lord done changed my life and caused me to live right. Thank you all, say amen. I'll tell you, amen, praise the Lord, amen, because when Jesus come in, he bring forth a change.
Yes, he does.
And a change that works on the inside.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, and it starts him on the inside, and it shows on the outside.
Amen.
Don't he do it?
Amen.
I'll tell you, amen, glory to God. People feel like that's the way they ought to live. Amen. A life, amen, messing around in sin. Amen. Sin doing wrong. Say God is a forgiving God.
Yes,
he is. Say God is a forgiving God.
Yes,
I will let you know the Lord come to forgive you, but he wants you to come out of sin.
That's right.
I'll tell you, he wants you to don't keep on sinning, but come on out.
Amen.
So come on out of sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. How can you be delivered if you don't come out of sin? Jesus fixed it so you can come out of sin.
Amen.
You have to be spending your whole church time, amen, feel like you got to sin all your day. But Jesus come to bring you out of sin.
Hallelujah.
He come to bring you up. For Jesus said in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed.
Yes.
If he will keep you, you're free.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he will. Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross so we could come all the way out of sin.
Amen.
Not just part the way out, but
all the way out.
Amen. A lot of church folks just come part the way out. Amen. You come. Amen. You can be part the way out the woods, amen. But if you were still there, you're still in the woods.
Amen.
I'm telling you, praise God. But in order to be delivered, you got to get all the way out.
All the way out.
All the way out.
All the way out. Amen, amen.
You got preachers, amen, still in sin. You got church members still in sin. Amen. I'll tell you, you can't go to heaven in your sin.
No.
But you got to be born again.
Amen.
By the power of God.
Amen.
I'll tell you, that light gets in your soul.
Yes.
And change your own life and make your life brand new.
Help me, Lord. Amen.
Look,
hallelujah.
Breathe the life on the inside.
Yes, he will.
That's why we sing that song, I feel God stretching out in me. Put the devil out.
Put the devil out.
Oh, God.
It's all right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. When you got that true love, you will mind your own business, which is true. Amen. Do unto others and you will have them to do unto you. Yes, you will. Amen. I'm telling you, praise our God. You will, amen. You will treat people right. Yes, you will. Because you love the Lord. It's time to love. It's time to forgive. Don't hold no grudges against one another. But forgive. So the Lord will forgive you. Because if you don't forgive others, the Lord will not forgive you of your sins. Amen. It's a powerful message talking about true love. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise the Lord. Amen.
If I could hear.
Let's touch and agree that the Lord will work a miracle in your life. Praise God. Amen. Because prayer do changes things. Praise God. So let us pray. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, look on the people with mercy. Lord, those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, touch the people's ears. Open up their, unstop their deaf ears. Lord, heal their eyes of eye disease, whatever it is. Lord, deliver the people and set them free. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Lord, do these things. Amen. Lord, touch the people that's prison bound. Lord, deliver them and set them free. For what the enemy got them tied to. Lord, make them productive men and women in society. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes I am healed. Just give the Lord the praise. And write me, tell me about it so I can rejoice with you. Praise God. Just trust the Lord, believe God, and amen. Share your testimonies. Address all mail to the Power from Heaven radio broadcast or Elder William Holmes at P.O. Box 38182. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, zip 23231. Praise God. I'm telling you, we'll be glad to receive your letters. Missionary Val and myself, how this broadcast has been a blessing to you. If you'd like to send your financial support, you can do so by writing the same way to P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. We invite you to attend our service at the Trial and Fire Church. We have services at Bible School at 10 a.m., our worship service starts around 12 noon. You're looking for a church home? Trying to Fire Church, be glad to receive you, because we are a growing church at Trying to Fire Church. I'm telling you, amen. We love, amen, people at Trying to Fire Church. Praise God. Amen. We have food in the pantry for the food ministry to help people that's in need. Praise God. We want to obey and do what Jesus said in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm telling you, praise God. Click into our website, www.heavenboundtrain.org. That's www.heavenboundtrain.org to learn more about our ministry. Praise God. Amen. Call us for prayer and counseling at 804-507-0517. That's 804-507-0517. To next broadcast, this is, amen, your radio pastor, Will D. Holmes, saying that if Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Praise God.
There is power.
The Power from Heaven radio broadcast is a production of the Heaven Bound Train Ministries out of Richmond, Virginia.